Proclamation number 4940, dated the July 21st, 1950. Prediction of the natural disaster. Dead stretches of land. The last end will be preceded by an enormous event which is bound to make all people think you survive it. It will be an indication of the end, a small-scale destruction compared to the final work of destruction of this earth, yet of such an extent as never experienced by humanity since the earth came into existence. It is a natural happening which will throw all affected people or those who hear about it into turmoil, for the consequences of the incident are too vast as to go unnoticed. So-called dead stretches of land will form which exhibit no life whatsoever because the vapors of the earth smother all life in these areas. An obvious influence by natural forces will be recognizable so that this phenomenon cannot be traced back to human activity because I want to reveal myself through this happening in order to make the near end credible to people, which seers and prophets are constantly proclaiming on my instructions. People are faced by renewed suffering and yet cannot be spared this suffering as long as they still pay tribute to the world and only take notice of me in passing. They must look for me so that I can let myself be found, which can only be accomplished by an event which can no longer be explained with people's activity. They must sense that a higher power is behind it and entrust themselves to this power in their earthly adversity. But in order to do so, they must also be at the mercy of this power in order to take refuge in it of their own accord. They must physically be without help in order to noticeably feel the help from above. And for this reason a violent storm will arise which will uproot and lift everything off the ground. The earth will split open and from above and below people will find themselves at the mercy of the elements which they will be unable to fight as they will not have enough strength. An unbearable heat will, in fact, have already rendered people incapable and lethargic beforehand, and so they will watch the first signs in nature without interest until they recognize their grim situation, and then they will almost brutally fight for their life which they fear to lose. And I will help all those in their adversity who are of good will. I will provide them with realization so that they can recognize my reign and activity in all happenings, and as a result of this insight also instruct their fellow human beings and encourage them to turn to me, and they will preach to them about my love, wisdom and omnipotence so that they will call upon me when they are in danger. I want to be their leader, and those who believe in me and want to serve me shall be saved during all hardship of the lost days before the end. For shortly after this event follows the destruction of the old earth, as it is written. Yet people shall not experience this destruction unprepared, hence I will cast a shadow beforehand, a final indication which should be given credence, so that people will not walk into eternal ruin. So that they will be able to save themselves if only they use their will correctly. Amen.